Rabbi Isai, the shiur tonight is being sponsored by Achashem Mispalor Matcha Friedman for the Nishmas Rivka Miril Bas Harav Shmuel David
Friedman.
Friedman, the guy
from Shmuel David Hyman. The yard site is Yud Ches Shavat. Shalom Zerum Aliyah.
Here, the second paragraph, if you know very well, discusses the dealing of Achokas Nizokim, right? It's quite difficult to give a shiur just on the first seven blats, not even five blats. It's one mixture, it's one major in. But I would like to go to explain the heart of Achokas Nizokim. In the mission, the first mission, we have different theory. The first case is Borsom al Chaveroi, some of the Borish al Chaveroi. So, what happens here is that a person is digging a bore next to the koisel, next to the bore for somebody else. And with this, he is affecting the other bore. He's actually damaging the other bore. Is actually doing something to it. Then we have another case. Another case is, which is quite different, which is machikin mitha gefes, mitha zevel, mitha melach, mitha sin. Now, all of those cases, we don't have an action, an active act, where you are mazik, where you cause direct damage to the other party. You don't have that. You put something there, which is a damaging agent, right? Gefes, zevel, mitha melach, eventually it will happen. That something is going to be damaged by the neighbor. So it's five different zachen, two different concepts. Now, is this distinction that I'm doing just now correct or not? That's the question. And the question is also, how do we define here chiyuvim, chiyuvim or chiyuvim moment? Are we talking about only achokas nizokin, meaning that there's an obligation in the beginning to distance yourself and to with it? To prevent any eventual damage. Or are we talking, but if it happened, it might be potter. Or do we saying that it's moon that, it's bems, we're talking about here real chiyuvim of moment. So that's the question here. Now you see, later on, it's the blood, so we're going today in 2 days. But it's fundamental, because this is really where the maftar, where the key to this whole parak is. Here, in the Chobes and Beis, and eventually Chofer and Beis. And then you go back to the beginning. There's another case here. Which case is here? Machikin sasulam min ha-shoivach arba amoy shalotik v'tzanem oyu. Right? This case. So what's the case here? The case we have here, Lada, close to the shoivach. And we are afraid that maybe a noyer, whatever it is, a cat, whatever it is, but he likes to enter this shoivach over there and to damage it. Kedosh le'tik v'tzanim moyer. Good. So this case is here, according to, as the Gemara says, everybody would agree to this case. There is no dispute about this case. Who could be here the mandoma that we argue about? But it's a mandoma that already is mentioned in the Gemara of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi. Where is the Rabbi Yossi? Who is this Rabbi Yossi that the Gemara always brings into the discussion? Now, this Rabbi Yossi is to be found in the Chofer Amud Beis. The famous case of Machikin, Ezo Ilo Minabor, Ezo Vachom Shambot. This case comes out in the Gemara in different places. What we have here is as follows. We have here somebody planting an Ilon, a tree. And there's a bore not far from that. So the question is now, certainly the root of the tree will eventually reach the bore and damage it. Now, there's a question now, was the bore first, was the inon first? Are you permitted to do that? You're not permitted to do it. So basically says, Av bishabor kodemes le'ilon, although that the bore was first, and then you plant the ilon, which the balabor comes and shrites the horse, how could you do such a thing? Eventually your root will reach my bore and damage it. Right, loyikot. We have no right to cut it, the other person's root. שזה חייפה בתוך שלו וזה נוטע בתוך שלו. Which is the principle על הנזק להחיקת עצמו. The famous principle. הנזק להחיקת עצמו. It's obligation of the nizek on the damage, right? You call them in English the damage, that he needs now to distance himself. Not the mazik, not the damage, but the damage. The nizek. Nizek להחיקת עצמו. אדוי שתהידו. Now, is this true on the old cases? The Gemara says no. The Gemara of Chovim says it's not true. Because there's a case, the case which is called Naloch Harifos. What's Harifos? Chvesh Pintu what Harifos are, but what I do know is, Oit Rishum Shumin. Chvesh Pintu what this is, Oit Rishum Shumin. People, it seems to be when they produce this Shum Shumin, so then what could be is that they fly over to the other place and they could do something. But the rest of the horse. Or,
what the flies are?
No, night. The Gemara says it could fly, it could night. When you do it, right? עצור בשביבות זה מה שאתה חוייס עצור בשביבות זה עבידי כשום שם מהבינאי דפדנה so the whole thing is moving here anything is moving okay. עצור שום שם מילת השמן שמקר מהכסה מומרית so the whole thing is moving over there okay, so then the house of the other person is moving
it's a direct what's
the effect is that he has here a factory in the factory there's machines over there and once he does it, so then the machines while they are working, they are damaging the neighbor's walls or whatever there is. Right? They're doing something to it. It's a comparable case to what you have in the Gemara in the beginning. Because you have the Gemara already. But the Gemara says, the Machik Ben Abo, the author of the Gemara brings in here, by Sel Abo Beyodayim, Zechef Boiroi, Mikav Zechef Boiroi Mikav. The Marim, so the Gemara, the Gemara says, in such a case also, Rabbi Yosef would be moide. Why? Because, given Bobby Yodayim, it's Bobby Yodayim. In the case of Bobby Yodayim, it's also a similar case. When you have such a case, when you do something and it's Bobby Yodayim, when you do it, then you are damaging the next person's property, whatever that should be. So, that's called, in the Lashon of the Gemara, Giri Delay. The Gemara says later on, Benafti Kisne. This was the case when something is flying. Benafti Kisne. I made a mistake because I said the first case. In the first case, nothing is flying. The first case, only something is moving. In the first case, in the second case, Benafti Kisne, so then when they're producing cotton, then something is flying, also damaging. Because, why? Because the Oslo Mikoichoi. Oslo Mikoichoi. Right, Oslo Mikoichoi. It comes and flies over there, so therefore. Okay. So the Gemara Zoi. Not the Gemara says, it might be kitten is different, because over there it's not correct that he did it b'koichoi, because it might be b'chmesayatoi, maybe Duach does it, also is he a compliant agent, and therefore it's different. But what is the Agdor? The Agdor is Giri Delay. It's Giri Delay. Whenever we have Giri Delay, Rabbi Yossi is Moide. So now, let's understand. But in the Mishnah we have, as I said earlier in the beginning, in the Yud Zayin and the Aleph, we have a case, the first case of the Mishnah, ליחפר אודם בורסום על החבר שבו יש חבר. Okay, that's a chafire. And that chafire, if we have a bore, that could be, and it's something more also on the base, that could be a situation when, by digging, you are damaging. Similar to the case that we have in the Gemara of Chofer on the base. When by the harifo, it's by the shumshime, also when you are using machinery, so that machinery does something to the neighbor's wall or something of this sort. That's Giri Delay that everybody would agree to. Now, which is the case that we are now have again we said before in the Gemara Rabbi Yosef is Moide, the case of Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. When the Gemara says, when the Mishnah comes to Machikin Zasulo Min Hashevach Arba Amois, that case, so that case, Shelotik Betzanim Moyo, when you put here the ladder next to the Shevach, and there is a concern that maybe the Nemoyim might come up and damage. So over there, Limmatin Dolek Rabbi Yossi. So here comes the Gemara and says, you know, I might not agree with you that this is Rabbi Yossi. But interesting enough, the Gemara only brings it here. The Gemara doesn't bring it in the beginning. Meaning, in the Yudzayin, in the beginning of the Sugyas, of Hachokas Nizok, the Gemara doesn't ask this question. The only one asks the question is, Bemachik Nesul Mina Shoivach. That's what the Gemara is asking this question. Okay. We are going to remember this question. But the Gemara has a question, is it according to Rabbi Yossi or not? Why wouldn't it be according to Rabbi Yossi? So it's more possible, because if he says later on, by machiking his ilon, that you're telling the person who is planting his ilon that you could do it. No problem, says Rabbi Yossi, you could do it. And I need a klachik tatsumu. The person who has the bow already, before that, he has to move, and he cannot tell the balo ilon in his own rishus to do whatever he wishes. So therefore, they have a b'derech sheloi, but they don't have a b'derech sheloi. So we made the Gemara machikim the sulam in a shoyvach. Why? So the shoyvach belongs to somebody else. The sulam belongs to me. So I am not permitted to put my sulam close to the shoyvach. Why? Because maybe in the morning you will come from the sulam which is in my rishus and jump into the shoyvach of somebody else. Shalom aleichem. Why? The material never tell the shoyvach. I need a klach. Get out. The Mr. Shoyvach move. So the Gemara. I feel it in Rabbi Yosi. I'm Rav Ashi Pavos. Have you ever moed the Rabbi Yosi begirid the day? Because Rabbi Yosi is moed. Rabbi Yosi is moed begirid the day. Why is it girid the day? I put a sulam as girid the day. What kind of girid the day? That we're going to see how Rashi explains girid the day in a moment. So the Gemara, because zimin the behadi the monach lay yasve bechol vekofto, because it might be the nemo is just waiting that you should bring the sulam. The moment the sulam is there, the nemo you will come up, use the sulam to jump into the shevach of somebody else, and therefore this is considered to be. Giridi day. Oh, so Beth Meli, the Mishnah from Chikas Sulam in Ashoyvach, Rabbi Yosi is maskim. Now, the Gemara is not yet satisfied with that. The Gemara the fact of Hakash of them. That's only Gromer. I didn't take the Nemoyo and actively got her into the Shoyvach. I just put the Sulam over there. So I made it possible, but that's only Gromer. So Meli, it's awesome. So what we do know from the Mishnah here, from the Mishnah Machikin Nesasurim in Ashoyvach, we do know that this is considered Girid Day. However, we know it's not a simple Girid Day because I only put over there the Sulam, but Befoyal I did not use anything here to do the Maisim Mazik, only made all the preparations towards it. This is considered Gom and it's also. And in case of Gom, which is also, it could be, according to Rabbi Yosi, Girid Day. Those state in the Gemara. And the second Gemara, it's also. The Gemara does not say it's Chai for Potter. The Gemara says that it's also. Good, fine. Now, if we are saying that the case
of Shemayim,
right? I don't know. Best, yes. Best. But you are asking now, the Shechas of what I'm talking about now. Have a good day. So now, so, you're living up to your reputation, my dear. Nothing to talk about. That's all. So, the question will be now, but all of us will agree that in the first case of Loyachter Odom, some Lechabodish Haberi, they are actively damaging, it's even worse than the case of Machik Nasulam Mila Shoevach. That's a good friend, yes? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Say equivalent yes.
Yes.
That's good. Otherwise, I have to walk out and then take off my shoes, you know? I don't want to do that. So, therefore, so two cases are clearly chayiv, which is loyach v'odom bo tzom lechaber shel chaveroi, which is an active damage, harifois, which is in the end of the perik, but the might of shumshumum, as we explained earlier, which is very similar to the first case of loyach v'odom bo tzom lechaber shel chaveroi. Then we have a case of bachikin tzasulam min ha-shoivach, which is debatable. And the Gemara remains that before Yar, yes, it's Goma, and it's called Girid Day. What about Gefes? Gefes is even less than what we discussed till now. Why? Because by at least by the Sulam in Ashoyvach, when you put the Sulam, the concern is that the Nemoyim might be ready here to jump, and you prepare everything that should happen right away. Gefes, but you are now putting in the Gefes. Okay. So eventually it might happen, or the other line, maybe the person will also dig over there. Well, maybe eventually we'll get there. But it's not immediate, certainly not immediate. It's much worse than that. So therefore the question will be, if by Gefes, if Rabbi Yosi will be moed or not. That's the question. Okay. So I haven't jumped the gun, and I will tell you, not jump mamish, but half, because I didn't explain to you what Girid Day means, but I will tell you so much that Rashi says in the Chovos on the Beis, that, as it's Meduik from Rashi, that the case of Machikin Sumin HaShoevach, this is the case for Rabbi Yosi's Moedeh, that's the top, meaning the most, not top, that's the most Yosi would be moide on. He would not be moide in the case of Gefes. As we do it from Rashi. You look at Rashi. You remember the Rashi? No, okay. That's what it is, Rashi. You have a special place in my heart. So Rashi says as follows. Limat the Rabbi Yoyz, the Poling, be safe for the Pirkin, Benotea Ilin Somach Lebor, so it's Rashi now, with two mille Ike Bemassis and the Vada Lavki Rabbi Yoyz. Eile, Leme, Avzu, the Sulim Vishoy of the Loik Rabbi Yoyz. Right. Let's say this one. That case is like a debatable case, and we remain the halacha that yes, it's also. That's what the Gemara says here. Okay? Now, let's understand what is considered to be Gire the day that we are saying that is chayv. We know now that according to Rashi, we are mechayev in three cases. The cases of bor, both cases of boiros, meaning both cases when we are damaging the koitel of the neighbor. Even in the case of Sulam, we also mechayev, but we are not mechayev in the case of Gefes, because this is already distance. It's not really something that we could consider Shas Mais that he did something. It's similar to Alanidek Lachikisatsoi, like Ilon Eboy, right? How does Rashi define it? Interesting. How Rashi doesn't give it a day. The Gira delay, Bechitzim, Haboim Loi, Miad Gufo Shebalabais Mamish. That's the message. Bechitzim, Haboim Loi, Miad Gufo Shebalabais Mamish. Now you should ask a question. How could one say that I put a sulam next to the shoivo in my rishus, right? That this is considered to be that I did chitim aboim liyoy miyad gufa shebala bayit mamish. Then everybody was perplexed here. It's true.
It's a given. That's why.
No, not given. We are not talking about, one second, we are not discussing if it's happening immediately or not. We're discussing here something else. Rashi says, b'chitim, Haboim loy miyad gufa shebalabait mamish. Meaning that I do it. You didn't do it. You put a sulam there. Nothing else. What?
This is the half minute with Mohammed.
Okay. But if I will tell you something very interesting. Rashi says in the Freyom of the day, why didn't you ask this question?
It's grammar.
Dr. Rashi, look later on. Here. Rashi, in the Chayom HaBeis, Chof Chayom HaBeis, Begire Delei, you learn the example of Mitzvah, the case of Beit Rei, Chad Dair, Eloi, Vechad Dair Tatoi, two Shechenim, one top and one the bottom, Maisim every day. Ifchis Ma'azivo, so the floor fell in. Vecholemet de Moshe Yode, Nofle Oleot de Tatoi, whenever he washed his hands, so the water came down. Maisim, Bechol Yon, we have this dinner all the time. So the Kishonoifim Yod in Mamish al Atachon, because when it's washing sense, it comes down, Korele Giri Delei. Oh, that we do understand. But we understand. Not only this, also Rashi earlier, if I'm not the thing that you done in the base. There's another Rashi too, who says the same thing. But that it's considered to be gufa shel balabais, mod nezach. So we have to understand what it means. So we'll tell you what it is, okay? So first of all, I want to tell you that this is Shitas Rashi. All the Rishonim agree that this is Shitas Rashi. The Rashi says that the din of Gefes, all the achok that we learned early in the Mishnah, besides the din of Boyer, when he is actively ruining the koizl of Chaveiroi, all the other cases, according to Rabbi Yossi, don't exist. Because Rabbi Yossi is only Mechayev in case of Gira Didei. Which means that according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no real halacha of Achokis Nizokim. There is a halacha of Rabbi Yossi, which means, who says that the Gira Didei is Chayev. Gira Didei. What is Gira Didei? So, you were saying correctly, both of you, right? We're talking about Gomer Ben Nizokim, because the Gemara asked it. The Gemara said this is considered Gomer Ben Nizokim. Now, there's a machlok, there's a Rameir, yeah, you don't understand?
Right. If it says machitin and sulam and ashrayvek, it says you have to keep it away because the one case where your ayah is to ladder, so what if it just says, I'll make sure that when I put the ladder here, there won't be anything there.
Right. So what you're saying is the machikin indicates it's similar to the other cases when it's not certain that it's happened with shasmaise. So there is a din of achok, that's what we're saying.
Yeah,
right. But you see, now, that's very good. But you see, Rashi, go to the Gemara further. Just go down to the Gemara. Do you have your mind open for you? Yeah. Please. The Gemara said later on, Moide Rabbeite Begire the day, right? So here, Hochename Zimnet Behadi Demonach Le Yasa Bechor Vekofzo. So what would mean here, according as we are learning here, that we are telling you, be machik the sulam, don't put it there. Why? Because if in case you put the sulam over there, and it happens to be that you shlemat that you are, at the very moment that you put the sulam, the nemoi was there and jumped into the shoivach, you will be chayiv. But enochaname, 1 second, hold on. So enochaname, if tak you're putting the sulam over there and nothing happens, you are mazal.
What I'm allowed to do with that thing as long as I make sure that...
No, you're not. Yes. No, if you're...
I have somebody come to make sure that there's nothing...
No nemoyo. No nemoyo there. If you have somebody watching all the time, there's no nemoyo.
No, but it's only when I'm out on the sewer.
No, you don't hear. Listen to me. No, listen, please. If you have... 1 second, listen to me for a second. There's a sulam here, right? Okay. What's the concern? The concern is because it unbeknownst to you, there's a nemoyo there.
When you put the sulam,
and any moyo takes advantage of your sulam right away, and jumps in, and therefore you're chayiv. Now, in Ochaname, if you checked all over the place, and then no moyo, and you put over the sulam, one second, and nothing is happening, mazel tov. The Mishnah is interpreted according to Rashi, machikin sulam in ashoivoch. Why? Because if it happens to be that the moment where you put the sulam, the nemoyo came and ran in, you will be chayiv. So the machikin is enochaname. Only in that case when it happens. That's not my shtickle Torah. The Gemara says it. Okay, fine, good. What is it?
No, I understand.
Okay, he took your role. So. Now, listen, we have to understand, what does it mean? We are asking, what's the pshat in Rashi? Now, listen, there's a machlokes, a famous machlokes in numerous places, you had it in Bavakam and other places. Machlokes, Rameyon Rabbonon, is Gami is chayv or not? Gami is chayv or not? Now, anyone, if you don't know, then you know, and this is also clear here in Tracy's Diva Masvot Efemeres, that there's a distinction between Garmi and Grom. Toisis here makes three chilukim. When is Grom and when is Gami? The man of Kim. Grom, like the Moses, is also. Also, right? Also, Mitadik Adin. And it's chayv to pay lots of the Shumayim if it's Bemezit. No, it's your answer. But if it is Garmi, meaning it meets three conditions, the Toisis mentioned here, which is Nishkan of Kim for us now, then it is Garmi. And Gami is not only chayv lots of the Shumayim, it's chayv Mikir Adin. Right? Chayv Mikir Adin. So there's Gami and there's Goma. That's what we have here. Interesting enough, not everybody would agree that this is the case. That we are saying that the code of Amez Mechayv Gami, that there is a distinction between Gami and Goma. Lav Dafke. Shita Farambam is, many say, that Gami and Goma is Hainu Hach. We completely disapprove of the Chulukim of Toysus. We don't say that. Gami and Goma is Hainu Hach. Sometimes Chazar de Mechayev. Sometimes Chazal not mechayev, but before you have the chiluk, the Torah is quoting is lav dafke. It's nishad mamish. Gami and Gomez, one thing, we're not creating arbitrary conditions. We don't do that. Already.
Just there are different conditions.
That's
not nice conditions, but different.
There are situations where Chazal. Listen to me again. The arbitrary. Arbitrary means. You know what arbitrary means? As they say, whatever there should be, for whatever reason, right? Chazal. It's not mamish for whatever reason. That for certain reasons. Which are not dependent on static criteria, meaning on embedded certain conditions. Not, that's not the case. Chazal under certain conditions felt we are going to be mechayev in this case, in this condition. Okay, fine. In principle, what is the established on? With Grom is awesome. Sometimes we be mechayev, sometimes we be not be mechayev. Many, many, many years ago, when I was learning, still learning. Yeah. So then. Rav Nochem Patzov Yisrael Nevrocho told me once that you should know that he found, it's an interesting insight, that you will find very often that Rashi and Rambam go the same. Rashi and Rambam go along. It's very interesting. He held that Rashi and Rambam go along. I even have an historic insight to it, but I will not share it with you. Why this is the case? Right? Why is Rashi and Rambam together? Well, that doesn't matter now. Now you see, in my humble opinion, this is one other case where Rashi and Rambam go together. Because Rashi Taki holds being sodded with Grom. There's a thing of Grom. But Grom is chayiv. Sometimes not. In this particular case, not. We could say it either way. For the Loshag Moriz Mashmi, Grom is also. And we mainly what? You're chayiv? Also. I don't know. We don't have a clear indication in the Gemara itself if according to Rashi we'll be chayav potter in that particular case. We don't have it. Now, but we still have the question. How could we say chitzim miyad balabayt gufa? So I want to tell you something very interesting. You see, what does it mean is called tzidus groma and not might be your dying? I mean, Rashi cannot argue the Gemara. He cannot say that when the Gemara says it's only Gomer that is considered to be Maise Mazik Mamish. Rashi says no. B'chitzim haboim lo miyad gufa shebal habayis. What's chitzim haboim lo miyad gufa shebal habayis? So we'll explain to you. I understand it. You see, if somebody takes an arrow, right? Bone arrow, you call it in English?
Bone arrow.
So you take a bone arrow and a person has it move. And with the power of gravity, got it that the arrow moved, right? It is his power behind it. It made, with the power of gravity, it should move. Why, so, Rabbi, why are you becoming so... Why gravity? Why do you mention gravity? It's not gravity. It's your power. It's what you are doing. I mentioned gravity. Why?
If you shoot it straight up, it would be put.
That's also true. But that's not the point. The point here is, what I'm trying to say is something else. At the end of the day, what's happening here is that here this arrow is moving, right? Now, that's my argument. And you could say I'm wrong. I'm saying, like the Moses later on, right? You have the Ruach going, the Ruach is moving. The Ruach is moving, right? The Ruach is moving the shumshimim, whatever it should be, whatever the Moses said later on, the kidney, right? The cotton, right? If you have a spinning wheel, so then we are saying it's not only the wheel that moves it, it's also the wind that moves it, right? Right? The wind that moves it too. So whenever we have an arrow going, so that you have here two components. You have a component which is called my power that I released here this arrow. But before you have the wind, gravity, whatever it should be, other powers are also involved here who do that it should arrive at its destination. That's what happens. And this is a classic case of mazik. The classic case of mazik. Eish. Everybody, eish. That's eish. Everybody. It's odom mazik even. It's even odom mazik. Bow and arrow is odom mazik. That's what we're talking about.
One second.
Bow and arrow is odom mazik. That's what we're talking about. But I'm saying, you know, I'm breaking it down. So now, let's talk about our case. Our case, we're talking about, certainly it's not a bow and arrow. And certainly, I did not release any koyach. But everybody would agree with me that I used here, by the bow and arrow, I used here other koiches. I used something else. And those other koiches that I used eventually helped my releasing of this bow. It should arrive where it is. Right? I'm using something else. I'm using gravity, wind, whatever it should be. So if we reduce my power, my certain power, it's still possible that we could call something I use it. If I create conditions, that the conditions will affect that the very same time that I create those conditions, it will happen. So although I don't have in my personal power involved, but I created the conditions which without my actions wouldn't happen. What is it? If I put the sulam, I put the ladder not far from the shoiva, when the nemoyo is here, ready to jump, so then it's like cold, like I used the nemoyo to get there. How did I use it? Well, I didn't release the nemoyo. It's not like a bow. I didn't release it. But why did I put here the sulam? Because the nemoyo has a teva. It has a nature that when it sees a sulam and she smells over there the shoivach, then what she's doing, she's right away jumping on that and doing it. So I used the nemoyo. Figuratively, nish mamish punktlach, in the same way, like if I would release the arrow, certainly, no question about it, but I used it. So, when Rashi says, begire delay, bechitim aboim loy miyad gufa shebalabais mamish, what's miyad gufa shebalabais? Not in a case when he used mamish the arrow, that's not, Rashi cannot say that, Rashi cannot mean that, because we are not talking about such a case altogether. But when we're talking about it, it's similar to chitzim, because in the reason why mechayv you by chitzim is because we are saying that you used the koichos hateva with your power to enable it should get there. Wonderful. If this is the case, so then we are saying Rabbi Yossi takes it further, or the Reb Meir, not Rabbi Yossi, Reb Meir, who takes, Rabbi Yossi goes, Bishitas Rab Meir, who holds that Gami is Chayef, and Gomer and similarly, he goes one step further and says, we are learning from there that the Torah did not only obligate you, or Mechayev you, did not only hold you liable in a situation when it was yours, single power, your active physical power that was involved in it, even if it wasn't your physical power that was involved in it. But you made it possible that it should happen. B'shas Ma'is, you created the Kodesh, we also chayiv. Is it a chidush? Absolutely. Now you could argue, tooth and nail, but you know what I have in my favor? Yeah, I tell you what, the Gemara and Rashi. That's what it is. I'm not trying here to put here the elephant into the needle hole. You know, I'm not trying to do it. I'm trying just to explain Rashi. That's what Rashi said, a principle. And if Rashi wouldn't say that, I would never in my life say that. Believe me, it's not something that I understand completely. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. This is something which I'm in my own conviction saying, yes, it must be like this. Rashi doctor is this way. I'm just explaining what it says here. Nothing else. Rashi says that you should understand that according to Rabbi Yossi, which is Rav Meir's Shita, another Shita in Ramban, which is one and the same, creating conditions is exactly the same like if you involve your own physical power to create it. That's all. I it. Consequently, what we're talking about here is...
Rashi holds that his pro rock straight up.
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe yes. Could be. Weissish. Could be. I don't know. I could assure you that my no knowledge is much greater than my no. But what I'm saying is I'm just explaining Rashi. That's exactly what I'm saying. Not all. Now, according to what we're saying here, Rabbi Sai, what am I saying here? What I'm saying is something very interesting. According to Rashi, there's no parsha. What the Lomdim Heinz would say, they use this term. There's no parsha v'chokis nizokin. There's only a din of mazik, a din of Rab Meir. And that's what Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi and Rab Meir are synonymous. And therefore, we would have not to find out, and this is just simple, because there's no mefurish halacha about it. I mean, nobody mefarish it, if according to Rashi, in those cases, we be chayv or not. There's no mefurish right to that. And you could say it. You could say it, it's arbitrary. Maybe sometimes yes, sometimes because we find something gami is chayv, something gami is moto. I go melat rash. I mean, yes. What do you want to ask?
I have to know. Why does it have to? If it's creating conditions, why does it have to be right away then?
Because if not, it's not because you created the conditions. Not using. One second. You're right. I was not precise in my language. I will maybe rephrase it. It's if I create conditions which could be called that I use the nemoyo, that's called similar to the error. Yeah, I wasn't precise. Thank you very much. It was a very good point. I created conditions whereby it's correct to say that I used those conditions that it should happen. Right? That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's all. Now, according to Tosafot, it's different. According to Tosafot, it's different.
According to Sila, you're saying it's like pulling back.
How much time do I have?
9:15.
Huh?
9:15.
Okay.
Like, yes. By the putting the silam is like pulling back the bowl.
Yes, but it's not much to say pulling the bowl, so my physical power is involved.
Yeah, that's
right, because everybody says, and I agree, right.
That's what
and like
saying,
it says correctly, it's not for Hashim. What I'm saying is, the Gemara learned, Rashi learned, that the chiyuv that you have is because you are using something in order to reach the destination. And what are you using? So, something using your power, something you put, you're using the conditions that are there. But once that happens, then that's what's called as hype. Okay. Now, this is according to Rashi. But you have to understand the Rashi that Das Yochid came out. Rashi, in this sense, no cross conversations. It's number two. Mishkefelach, you know, you're not the only one that I'm. That's the other shoe. See, Rashi is almost a yocht in that. Almost a yocht in that, because all the other poskim seem to learn that there is a halacha which is called hachokas nizokin. The Chazal established din of hachokas nizokin. Nevertheless, Nevertheless, it's very interesting how it works. Toises, he, over here in Dafka
Beis, all this is according to Rabbi Yossi, right?
Yeah, Rabbi Yossi, yeah. We do Pasra Rabbi Yossi. That's the issue. We Pasra Rabbi Yossi. The reason why I came into Dafka Beis and Dafka Fei is because in the beginning of the Gemara, in Dafka Zayin, we have to understand the Gemara according to Rabbi Yossi. That's what happens here. All the sugyas here, like many times that we have it, you only see later retroactively what happens is that we need to explain all the sugis that we have till here, until the Chof, which you learned today, we need to know about Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara mentioned Rabbi Yossi earlier too, and therefore the Gemara said, even according to Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi is the halacha of the Maaseh. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. Okay. Toys Saki says, Diva Masilem over there, from base on the base, that Rabbi Yossi is Moide. With other words, Rabbi Yossi is Moide begefest as well. Meaning, not only the case of the first case of the Mishnah, but even in case of Gefes, we are Mechayev. Now, that's the question. How do we reconcile that? If Rabbi Yossi says, if we Mechayev only Begire the day, right? Begire the day. So, how do we explain that Gefes should be considered to be Gire the day? Gefes means that I put over there some material which eventually might damage the other person's crystal, whatever, but it's not immediate. It's not immediate. It's not even that I gire. You can call it an error. Gire is an error, right? So we use the gire in a figuratively way, right? Figuratively. That's what we're doing here. It's nicht mamsch gerichtig error. It's some of an error. Okay, but how do you explain the gire here? Was meint das? Now. There are different ways how to explain it. I will tell you the thought of the Ramban. The Ramban says it's very interesting, and the Ramban could be also Pshat and Tosfos as well. The Ramban is in Kuntres de Gamir. The Ramban will tell you long Kuntres on the Din of Gamir. It's painted in the end of Vasre. And then, in the very end of the Kuntres de Gamir, he says the following. He says, do you know why Rabbi Yossi is Mechayev in all those cases, which we like the Rach, which is the Rach here. Why? He said, it's doime. What you're doing is you're taking a coal, you put a coal on big de chaveiroi, on the suit of somebody else, and now the moment that you put the coal over there, it's not mamish burning, it moves on and then it burns. Well, what are you talking about? I mean, a coal on big de chaveiroi means I went into. I took somebody else's suit and put my coal on your baguette, and eventually it's burning. And this is the dimion, this is the comparison to the case of Gefes. Gefes are doing in my home. Let's say the Gefes is similar to a coal. Let's say, right? It's a hot agent or something of this sort. It has this quality that eventually it moves on and damages. But it's in my territory. And he said, it's similar to Gefer, it's similar to a coal on Big Chaveir. We learn from Pshat in there. Comes to Chazonish and says Pshat is false. And this is the Yisod, which you need to remember when you're learning the Din of HaChokas Nizikin. This is the fundamental Chazonish that explains how do we understand the HaChokas Nizikin. Remember, according to Rashi, it doesn't exist. He does not say it in Rashi. But you have to say it in all of the poskim who create such a concept which is called the HaChokas Nizikin. What is it called? And you know why this Chazonish is so important? Not only because with this we do understand what it says here, but it is an insight how neighbors should relate to each other. It gives you an understanding into how Chazal viewed the relationship between neighbors. He said as follows. You know what happens if I have a house and my house borders here? This is the borderline of my house. Okay, wonderful. Till it's mine, yes? Yeah. I could do here whatever I want. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Why? Because if whatever you do here in your house might cause damage to your neighbor, so in this respect, here the shibut, that's the lotion, here the shibut on your property. Now, the shibut is usually translated as a lien. We're not talking about a lien, but it means I have rights. I neighbor right on your property. Yes, you paid for your property. No question about it. Chazal rendered, assigned certain rights to me neighbor, that I have on you to stop you doing it. Ad kedikach, that you cannot even call it completely your own territory. It is in this other respect, or it's in the respect of wherever it might damage me, considered to be my territory, being the neighbor's territory. Reuven and Shimon are neighbors. Says Shimon to Reuven, you purchased the territory, Mazel Tov, but you should know, you have a shutef, I'm unbeknownst to you, me. How far? Look in the Gemara in Bava Basra. You find out. Yeah, whenever you do something, whenever you put Gefes, for example, in the sin, inside the territory which Chazal is signed that I could stop you doing it, you are in my territory. This is the dimion of the Ramban. When the Ramban says it's similar to somebody who puts a call on Big De Chaveiroi, or say, what Big De Chaveiroi? The answer is about the Big De Chaveiroi, because Big De Chaveiroi means I purchase it's mine. Good. It doesn't have to be that I purchase it, even if I'm just a neighbor. I, Shimon, I'm a neighbor of Reuven. I have a shibud on Reuven's property to the extent that it could stop him from doing it. Why? Because it's considered to be like to be my territory. Meaning, it's not only an obligation on you not to do it. It's considered to be like you did in my territory. The man of Kimin, you're going to say? Being of Kimin. Being of Kimin, what? No, much more than Gira. Yes, Gira, but it's not better than that. It is because if you do something in my territory, let's put it this way. If you do something in your own territory, eventually it reaches my territory. If it comes down, the question will be asked, should it be mechayev the person for having done this? They would say, after all, he did it in his own territory. Maybe he did not do it according to the rules, as to say, but you cannot call him a mazik. Why? Because he did it in his own territory. How in the world could you call somebody to be a mazik if he did it in his own territory? To be mechayev to pay. But if you're telling me that you went into my territory, and therefore you are called a mazik because you're in my territory, you're not only because you did not follow Chazal in the Achokas Nizokim. You're worse than that. Because what you did is you came into my territory and this is considered to be a mazik. Being in my territory is called a mazik. Then you're mechiv to pay.
Where do you see that it's called his territory?
So that's what they learn. That's what the Rabban says. The Rabban says, Chazal, when they set up the dinim, and like he says, in other words, if you want to understand why it's called to be, why is it called Gire the day, it's called Gire because you were creating a mazik. I was creating a mazik. I'm taking my gift, it's in my territory. Emes, eventually it reached there. But Alanitek Lachak is Atzmoy. So how do you reconcile it with the Alanitek Lachak is Atzmoy if I came close to your territory? After all, it's still my territory. And therefore, why should you say that I, Reuven here in my territory, did something which is incorrect because I was too close, and eventually teach you why would you abolish the principle of Alanita Glachikisat? But the terrorist is because you were not in your territory. Because Al said, if you are within Gimel Tfokh, whatever it should be, you are in the other person's territory. And consequently, you created Give It a Day.
That's what about Elon?
Huh?
So why is Elon different?
Elon, so what he said, he's so far, he calls it that Kvitsi, meaning. It seems to be to be perfectly honest in America. America is a country which calls perfectly honest. Maybe be half honest and perfectly honest. So if you want to be perfectly honest, so they all have difficulty explaining it. But what they say is the notion of the Ramban is because it's like a kvitzi. It's like it's something completely new. Hard to understand a little bit because the choyre, you would say that the roots already have the potential to grow until there. But it seems to be that Gefes is much a stronger agent. That's what they understood. That we're talking about roots. Roots are something which you say that the growth of it in the time frame that it takes, in whatever it is, it's not considered to be that it's so close, so immediate in its damage. That's what they say. So he himself mentioned what exactly is the difference. But I only could say, they understood that this is less of an immediate effect than the case of Gefes, right? But whatever it should be, the reason that we eventually are saying that it became here something that we are mechayev is because we turned it into a territory of somebody else. And once it turned to a territory of somebody else, the shibut of it turned it into a mazik. Therefore, consequently, it could become a chayev. Now, Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole to do about it. Don't confuse you with facts of the Shulchan Aruch. But that's where it starts. This is the fundamental machloikis. That's what you need to remember. The fundamental machloikis that you need to remember when you learn Perek Yachto is this question. Are we dealing with halachos of hachokas nizokin? Or the halachos of hachokas nizokin, the din of mazik, a regular din of mazik, gami v'chule v'chule. According to Rashi, Rambam, it seems to be the halacha only of regular mazik. According to the other poskim, right, and probably most of the poskim, they hold it's different. They hold the din of hachokas nizokin kifshutoi, which created another concept, shibudim of somebody else's territory. Right, my territory is not mishubit to you, to my neighbor, so that what I do, if I here do something, it's been considered to be that I'm a mazik on you.
What's the difference between the Rambam and the Halacha between the Rambam and the Paiskim?
Kodi Potter. First of all, according to Rambam, the case of Gefes, according to Rashi, you mean Gefes is mutter. There's no Hadin HaChokin. You have a permission to do that. The whole Mishkav, the Daf Yudan doesn't exist, according to Rashi. So you know there's a famous question which everybody's asking in the parsha, a famous question. Chazal say that when the yam closed, you know, came back, and the water now collapsed on the Mitzrayim, and they were killed. So this was all due to the Tnai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already established with the Yam at the inception of Bri, in the very beginning. So Mirum is also impossible, because the Pasuk says, V'yoshuv le'isonoi, Tnai. But do you know where it says in Pasuk? At the very end. Yosef, when the water came back, so then it came back to the Tnai. The Tnai wasn't that it should go back. The Tnai was it should split. So everybody has discussion. How come that the Pasuk says that the Tnai was that it should collapse, when in fact the Tnai was just the opposite? It should split. There was a great person, and from the Grace Rebbe, from probably the primary Talmud of the Mezid Shemagit, and Reben de Vitebska. In fact, he was the one who led the Aliyah, the first Aliyah of Chassidim into Eretz Yisrael, way back, together with Avraham Kalisker, v'chule. Reben de Vitebska. So he wrote a sefer called Pri Oretz. He was a very, very famous person. So he writes the following. He said something very interesting. In the Briye, Melech, we have in the days of the Briah, the second day of the Briah, we have the third day of the Briah. The second day of the Briah. What was the second day of the Briah? Melech is mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created water. On the second day, it doesn't say Kitoif. Why? Because Melech is mine was not Nigma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created water, but Melech is mine was Nigma, but only concluded on the third day. What happened then? Because it says in Pasuk, Kovra HaMayim. Then the Mayim were now turning into confines. It's confines, right? Like you have it today. You have seas all over the place, right? Now, it's very interesting. Why was it so? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make it here? We have Melech HaMayim the second day, but it's not concluded until the third day. And then it says Kovra HaMayim. And because there's a conclusion of the creation of Melech Esmaim, so therefore Huchpal Pi Kitoiv. So therefore Kitoiv is mentioned twice. So he says as follows: the Teva, the nature of water is, it flows; it does not stop. So what happened the second day is water was created, and water would now move on, infinitely, as much as it could go. The third day, Yikov Amayim. Yikov Amayim means that the water itself confined itself, Yikov HaMayim. there wasn't another power that stopped it. The water itself confined itself. Pella, pella gabi pella. Because in fact, the nature of water is to flow. And this was the nature. Now, the third day, what happened was, is something which is anti-nature. Because water stopped itself. Yikovu amayim, v'tiru yabosho. V'tiru yabosho. It wasn't that the yabosho came up and stopped water. Yikovu amayim, v'tiru yabosho. So we have here something interesting that happened in the act of creation, in the Ma'is HaBriya. What happened was that the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created creation normally, as it's supposed to be. The second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu incorporated in this creation something which is the anti. Meaning, water now stops itself. We forget it. How could you understand it? What does it mean? Says the Mendeleev Vitebsky Hazoi. Whatever you see in the physical nature, it's not only the physical part of it, it's an expression of midas, of koiches, koiches ruchnim, of spiritual powers. Mayim corresponds to chesed. Anything that you have in life, if not for water, and we know existence is how many percent of existence is water? How much part?
Of the world. Even a person is
70%. 70%, much more. I don't know, I'm not a physicist, but I know it's a lot. It's a lot. How much is it? Okay. It's quite a bit. It's a lot. If not for water, we wouldn't exist. If not for the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would not exist. Mayim is chesed. Mayim is chesed. Now, you know very well that if you have chesed, if you have charity unlimited, it's the most destructive agent that could be. I don't have to tell you. The Chassam Sofer says in one place that it should be that sister and brother should marry with the best shidduch. Basically, because they know each other, everything would be fine. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says no chesed to. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has to stop. The chesed has to stop. In precisely the way you would not imagine it should stop. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, we have to put confines. Why? Because it comes, the confines of what we see in Teva comes from Lemala Min HaTeva. It comes from Lemala Min HaTeva. So therefore, what happened the second day was to control Chesed. But to control Chesed is Lemala Min HaTeva. Therefore, mind controlled itself. But it's Lemala Min HaTeva. So what really happened now, you had the following happening. The first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let water flow. Right? This was the Tnai Horishon. This was the first Tnai. Water flow. Water flow. Then was the Tnai Sheni. The Tnai Sheni happened the third day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, should water stop flowing? What happened in Kriyas Yam Suf, do you know? In Kriyas Yam Suf, there were two episodes. The first episode was the water started to flow when it collapsed. This was the Tnai Rishoy. And then it collapsed on the midstream. It killed it. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I want it to stop. It's number two condition. It's the third day of creation. It's not the second day. The second day of creation is when water collapsed, when Teva came in, when water flowed. But on the when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should stop, which day of creation was it? The third day. This was the Tnai Sheni. V'yoshuv hayam le'esonoi. To which Tnai? The second Tnai, not the first Tnai. That's what the Lashon of the Medrash is. V'yoshuv hayam le'esonoi. Letnoi horishoin. Horishoin, one and not two. Horishoin is of the second day, not of the third day. Therefore, we understand very well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to see if Klal Yisrael is able to control Teva. If they are going to do something which is against Teva. If they are able to go only with Teva, then the second day of creation. But then they belong to Mitzrayim. But if they are able to control Teva, then they will be able to control mind as well. And that's exactly what happened. Once they did be Mesirus Nefesh, entering the Yam, and doing what they were supposed to do. So then now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invoked and said, wonderful, I'm invoking now the Tnai Sheni. The Tnai Sheni means that the yam will split and mine will control itself. And then once they moved on, they said, okay, Mitzrim, you're going to have your part, which is the second day of creation. Water will come back to its original state, collapse on you, and go on as mine is supposed to go. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.